in New York? Well, maybe not in the world's biggest economic crisis. Peter Gelb on his quiet revolution at the Met and the trials and tribulations of being a producer. With Stravinsky's Rake's Progress at Scottish Opera and Judith Weir's new opera, Misfortune, at Covent Garden. Fate, chance, lottery tickets, sweatshops, and even a kebab van. Find out more. And there's a new and revelatory biography of the greatest conductor of all time, as voted for by 100 leading maestros last year, Carlos Kleiber. His 15-year correspondence with conductor and writer Charles Barber. The Kleiber mystery revealed. Well, some of it anyway. Music Matters tomorrow at 12:15.
And that's presented by Tom Service. This is BBC Radio 3 on 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's just after 11 o'clock now, and time for this week's World on 3 with Lopa Kotari.
a vintage one-hit wonder kicking off World on Three tonight. And it's not often a flute gets to take centre stage in a rock band. Ejayawa were a Ghanaian Afro-funk rock group in the early 70s, a time when Fela Kuti and Ossi Bisa were emerging on the international scene. Now, although all the members of the band are Ghanaian, they met while playing in a club in Togo. And when they arrived in Lagos, Nigeria in 1973, they were immediately taken under Fela's wing and started playing at his renowned club, The Shrine. A few months later, they were signed by EMI Nigeria and headed into the studios under the direction of in-house producer Odion Iruoji, who had a reputation of being a musical visionary. Recorded in just 2 days, that album, Projection One, was their one and only release, though they stayed together as a band for a further 2 years. Soundway Records has now re-released it, and the track I played was Godzin. I'm Lopa Kotari. My guest on the programme tonight is a young singer from Tunisia, Emel Mahlouthi, who's going to be talking to me in about 20 minutes' time. I have some what you could call global variations on gypsy music, and among the new releases, some interesting stuff from Brazil. Here's a trio of Hispanic numbers. First up, London-based Molotov Jukebox, led by accordion player and singer Natalie Tenner, who also played the part of Nymphadora Tonks in the Harry Potter films. She is indeed a talented young woman. This is I Need It, a good example of what the band call gypstep.
ciutadà. 24 hores al dia, digue'm qui la trobarà, qui serà, qui serà. Hi ha una mà negra pel carrer, qui la trobi pot trucar a la policia per servir al ciutadà. 24 hores al dia, digue'm qui la trobarà, qui serà, qui serà. Hi ha un negociador disposat a pagar la quantitat requerida per l'Estat, que farà la vista grossa com si res hagués passat. Un senyor corbatat, qui serà, qui serà. Hi ha un negociador disposat a pagar la quantitat requerida per l'Estat, que farà la vista grossa com si res hagués passat. Un senyor corbatat, qui serà, una mà negra, qui serà. I pot trucar a la policia per servir al ciutadà. 24 hores al dia, digue'm qui la trobarà, qui serà, qui serà. Hi ha una mà negra pel carrer, qui la trobi pot trucar a la policia per servir al ciutadà. 24 hores al dia, digue'm qui la trobarà, qui serà, qui serà. La gent va dient pel carrer que una mà negra li ha dit que si tot va bé no surti de nit, que els carrers són perillosos només si vaguen els cossos. Ja s'ha dit a la gent la mà negra aquesta nit. La gent va dient pel carrer que una mà negra li ha dit que si tot va bé no surtin de nit, que els carrers són perillosos només i vaguen els cossos. Ja s'ha dit a la gent la mà negra aquesta nit.
C-R-I-S-I-S, una muerte anunciada del capitalismo.
C-R-I-S-I-S,
y mientras subvencionan al banquero.
C-R-I-S-I-S,
hay gente pensando y soñando en la revolución. Revolución, revolución, revolución.
Será definitiva esta crisis mundial, la que rompa con el tanto tienes tanto. El intercambio en los mercados del trueque, que nos dé una perspectiva más sencilla de las cosas. Solo tu imaginación puede hacer que todo cambie. Solo tu imaginación puede hacer que todo cambie. Solo tu imaginación puede hacer que todo cambie.
Voy o no voy, pedazo te doy. La crisis no es más que otro invento de hoy. S. Basta solamente de buscar culpables. C-R-I-S-I-S. Tu lucha constante es un paso adelante. C-R-I-S-I-S. Tenemos más fuerza de la que creemos. C-R-I-S-I-S. Esto puede ser inicio de una nueva transformación.
La que te hiciste no la puedes llenar. Anda, invita a todo el barrio y cubo a cubo lo conseguirás.
Abre las puertas, salta a la calle.
Al final aprenderás que no todo es dinero.
Solo tu imaginación puede hacer que todo cambie.
Solo tu imaginación puede hacer que todo cambie.
Solo tu imaginación puede hacer que todo cambie.
Voy o no voy, me das o me doy. La crisis nos mascó tremendo de hoy. Voy o no voy, me das o me doy. La crisis nos mascó tremendo de hoy. Voy o no voy, me das o me doy. La crisis nos mascó tremendo de hoy.
Música, lúdica, terapèutica. Tanco els ulls, em relaxo, zona hermètica. Des de dalt es veu clar qui és el culpable, però l'única crítica que tot és criticable. Jo intento viure, però només puc escriure. M'invento la forma de fer-te somriure. Va, dona'm la màgia. Parlem de transformar, no pensem en el demà. Que ens passem tota la vida perdent la salut per money. I després quan ens fem grans els gastem per tenir salut. Comprem coses per comprar, no per necessitat. Mentalitat estúpida, insípida, buida. La partida no la gana quien más dinero tiene. Usaremos la fuerza de la razón. C-R-I-S-I-S. Amanece otro día con mentiras en televisión. C-R-I-S-I-S. No me lo creo.
Barcelona urban beat group Muyallo Riff and CRISIS, Crisis, from their album Palante, Get Moving, out on Casbah Music this month. That followed another offering from Casbah, La Bundu Band, a Catalan punk drum and bass group, and La Manegra from their album Cat Samurai. The band was formed by Albert Menu, a clarinetist and a keen percussionist who wanted to incorporate traditional Catalan folk instruments such as the graia, a sort of wooden reeded flute, into a more modern framework. Seeing drummers perform live can be fantastic, but it's not easy to translate the energy and excitement of a performance onto a recording. Dulsori, the Korean drum group, seemed to know how to do it. Their new album, Binari, Well Wishing, is out on Arc Music, and this track, Jindo Requiem, is a wonderful combination of power and beauty, in which the singer calls out like a shaman to the souls that are hovering between the worlds of the living and the dead.
Oh. Vendela sala, viva soleta lua. Vendela sala, viva soleta lua.
A bit of electro-retro from Angolan Portuguese DJ Ampula, a.k.a. Pedro Coquenhão, where 1970s samples from Angola meet modern-day electronic dance grooves. Batida is the name he's given this project and the name of the debut album that's due out on the 27th of this month on Soundway Records. Tire o Chapéu is the song from that album that's being released as a single next week. So to my guest on the programme tonight, Emel Mafluthi, one of the voices that rose out of the Arab Spring.
Thank you.
Syed Zuari on violin and Emel Mathluthi on vocals and guitar. Emel, that song has a real sense of loss and longing in it. Tell me something about it.
This song is a traditional song. It's not traditional like classical traditional Tunisian music, but it's more popular traditional music. It's from the northwest of Tunisia, which is a very beautiful place with mountains, and it's very green. It's not typical African, you know,
landscape.
Yeah. It can be understood like a love song. It's the sufferance of waiting. So it's true what are you saying. So it's good because even if you don't understand the words, the melody can make you travel.
Yeah, the emotion of the song comes through, doesn't it, in the melody. Tell me something about your upbringing, about where you grew up and the Tunisia that you grew up in.
I grew up in a very modern family. My father was an activist and he's an intellectual professor of history, of modern history. He was very interested in making us, his children, reading books and literature. And he was listening to a lot of classical music when I was a child, jazz also. So since my childhood, my ears touched the sound of a very special music. I'm like the new generation of young Tunisians. We are not very Arab, we are not very Maghrebian, we are not very African, we are melted. And we are very interested in listening to English pop music or American folk music, rock, hard rock, metal. So
a real mix of things. Yes. Like, I guess, like the younger generation the world over.
Yes, yes. We are not so different at the end.
It does seem then that this combination of revolution or politics within your music, it's a very strong bond, it seems.
Yes, I think since my childhood, I'm very rebel.
Rebellious.
Rebellious. I like to be free in all the senses of the term. And when I grew up, I realized that as a young Tunisian, I didn't have so much space to create or to discover myself, or there wasn't any means of entertainment for youth, and this is how I started to realize that we have a big problem, because if we don't take care of the youth, because this is the age where we can dream, where we can do a lot of things, because after when you work and when you have a family and kids, you cannot be as creative as when you are like between 15 and 18 and 20. So I realized that maybe the government didn't want his youth to be conscious, to be active. So this is how my fight starts.
So tell me something about this next song you're going to sing for us.
This next song is a song I wrote in 2008. It's called Dalim, which means tyrant. It was to say that same if the tyrant is giving us a lot of tears, a lot of sufferings to some mothers when they imprison their children without any reason. He can give us a lot of sufferings, but I will write songs. I will sing histories. At the end, my songs and my melodies will stay, but he's not going to be there for eternity. And this is what happened last year. So I'm very happy to sing this song, because music and art are the weapons to fight against, and we are the winners.
Zidni mil azab, mida.
Young Tunisian rebel there, Emel Mathlouthi, accompanied by Ziad Zouari on piano, and Dalem, a song with a real inner defiance and strength about it. More from the lovely Emel in a short while. I'm Lopa Kotari, and you're listening to World on 3 here on BBC Radio 3. On the Radio 3 homepage at www.bbc.co.uk/radio3, if you click on World, followed by World on 3, you can find tonight's playlist. You can also listen back to the show on the iPlayer for the next 7 days in case you miss something or just want to hear it again. Gypsy music really is quite global in its reach, in the music that has influenced it, and in the artists that it's now influencing in turn. Here's what I mean. Three songs where the hand of gypsy music is being felt. The first is actually called African Gypsy, the title track from Ghanaian rapper One Love the Kubelor's album, and it features the multi-talented Nigerian musician Kezia Jones.
African Gypsy. Full cast boy from the Black Sea in the Gulf of Guinea, Sebena Mercy. Can't fight the feeling of a gypsy. Carry a few beats, grass is cozy. Feel my heat, she get cozy. I be cold, I'm losing lazy. In a skirt, I park crazy. But be like your shorty, she won't blaze me. No use for shoes, drink my juice. What you talking about, bullets, footed the loose. Spring teams for mental jails. Brown skin, my dental spill. Canoes and caravans in full sail. Vino make me go on a gypsy trail. African Gypsy, feeling frisky, getting tipsy, living frisky. African Gypsy, feeling frisky. Romania, but ask me, I say Transylvania.
a really big Count Dracula. Now it's splatter the meanest such cooler. Cooler than a freezer in Alaska. Harder than a geezer for America. Wiser than a geezer in a Dabaka miser. A be teaser, you know we get ca. Breath like a goat in a coat with a throat in a boat in a boat and removes. Control like a mole in a fool in a shoal in a tap boat roll with a soul. African gypsy feeling frisky, getting tipsy, living risky. 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 African gypsy feeling frisky, getting tipsy, living risky.
Abuelo, ultimo verse, da cattia per cui passa reverse. Sto da cameleon in ploiesh, no rockin' la gente che poate tușești. Vai de capul meu, cum are bușit, până se vin banii, ce m-am chinuit. Până uit, mănânc biscuiți, de mama ligă neagră, m-am plictisit. E simplu, e nica, mi-e sumi șebi, o pe ameleca, e n-am mi-e sumi pe cibi. Te oai e mai ebi, mi-e easy baby, un lus gale ochea la, mi-e anime lady. I just sell you off one ok price, love wheat, but I buy GM rice. Like Borat, I like sex, it's nice, life is a meal, I am the spice.
African gypsy, feeling frisky. Living risky, African gypsy, feeling frisky, getting tipsy, 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 living risky, African gypsy, feeling frisky. Living risky, African gypsy, feeling frisky, getting tipsy, living risky, African gypsy, feeling frisky, getting tipsy, living risky.
Chief, Sintanez și român.
Tu mănânci?
Ce? Mulțumesc, nu mănânc carne. Mulțumesc.
Unde, domnul Acuier?
Ce?
La cuierzul?
Nu, eu am venit aici să fac muncă, mă întorc într-o lună.
Da. Dar nu mai merge treaba nici cu... Nu ne putem și pe lumea, nu? Nu merge. E foarte mâncare.
Da.
S-au împus străzile, nu știu că ești așa mă adică, dar numai dacă ești și bine și bine ce se tot nu mai merge.
Da.
Am plăsit de tot. Da. Ce faci?
Până la ora asta aveam 23 de euro. Acum pula de 4 ore de 5 sau aia. Dacă nu face ca dreapte, dacă face 6 euro, dau un caz. Că face pula cu mine, dar nu mai face.
Am un moment de foame de aici, stai cu și tomă. Da, stai ale degeaba.
Oh, nu, cum?
Da, ale, ale.
Nu, îmi place, dau cadou la niște prieteni, nu pot să iau.
На своем дыхании нас гулять манит. Небо солнце засияло, птицы разгалделись, а ветви барабанят, в окна все кругом гудит. На работе не сидится, спать совсем не хочется, то весна своим дыханием нас гулять манит. Шуб не видно и в помине, макси превратились в пыни, нет секунды для других забот. Говорят, что мне весной, каждый день как выходной. Говорят, такая жизнь добру не приведет. Что такая жизнь? Что такая жизнь? Что такая жизнь меня к добру не приведет? Что такая жизнь? Что такая жизнь? Что такая жизнь меня к добру не приведет? Только
кончается, я таблетку домоседства проглотить хочу. Вот лето пролетело, осень приближается, покой мне только снится, я бегу к врачу. Говорю, мои гуляния что-то не качаются, я вакцину домоседства применить хочу. Год за годом пролетает, шевелюра моя тает, так лишь и молодость пройдет. Времени лети, постой, мою душу успокой, говорят, такая жизнь добру не приведет. Что такая жизнь, что такая жизнь, что такая жизнь меня к добру не приведет. Что такая жизнь, что такая жизнь, что такая жизнь меня к добру не приведет.
Zany Cambridge-based group Sunday Driver. Their album The Mutiny, out on Buckle Bagan Records next month, is quite a mix of styles, but I think it all comes together on that track, Circus. Before that, I played Thakai Jijn from the Amsterdam Klezmer Band's album Mockum, brought out to celebrate their 15 years together and recorded live in the city's renowned Studio 150. In fact, Mockum is the Yiddish word for city. Two artists who always seem to be pushing the boundaries of their music are Grammy Award-winning American double bass player and singer Esperanza Spalding and Cuban pianist Roberto Fonseca. Spalding was the first jazz artist to win the award for Best New Artist at the Grammys last year, beating teenage pop heartthrob Justin Bieber to the post. And just a couple of weeks ago, she sang at the Oscars. Quite an extraordinary thing for an artist still relatively unknown outside of the jazz world. Roberto Fonseca, who's going to be here in the UK this month, has delved into the African roots of Cuban music for his latest album, Yo, meaning I, collaborating with such artists such as kora player Sekou Kouyaté, rising star Fatoumata Diawara, and producer Giles Peterson. Both Spalding's album, Radio Music Society, and Fonseca's, Yo, are really worth listening to. So here they are. Esperanza Spalding and a song called Black Gold, followed by Mi Negra Ave Maria from Roberto Fonseca.
Hold your head as high as you can, high enough to see who you are, little man. Life sometimes is cold and cruel, maybe no one else will tell you, so remember that you are black gold. Black gold with a diamond sword.
She was a daffodil peddler, dallying in petals, as only a florophile can. And I saw her on the brink of the water, where the waves lip the earth, wet the sands. There have been a thousand boats that have crossed this water, and we have lived through a million storms. And with all the thunder that has crashed the buildings, set fire to trees, and scorched this earth, we are still here and are learning patience, despite our foibles and the human curse. And yes, maybe, just maybe, we can return the land of animals. Four-footed walkers and we two-footed creatures can find a way to be as wise. And these cities, they can grow flowers. And these machines, they can disappear. And yes, indeed, my good friends, these are our choices. If we see the pedal pusher in front of us there, and she's here, walking on the shore, so pay attention.
What a great voice. Mi Negra Ave Maria, a piece that Roberto Fonseca composed with his mother Mercedes Cortez, featuring spoken word artist Mike Ladd, and a poem, Obatala's Daughter, that Ladd wrote. It's from Fonseca's album Yo, out on Jazz Village, and he's going to be playing three gigs in Gateshead, Manchester and London from the 23rd of March to promote the album. Check out the internet for details. My guest on the programme tonight is Emel Mathluthi. She's been talking to me about growing up in her country, Tunisia, and some of the things that have influenced her music. Before we continue that conversation, here she is with another song.
I've heard it was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? And it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall in the major league, the baffled king composing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. strong, but he needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof, her beauty in the moonlight overthrew you. She tied you to a kitchen chair, she broke your throat and she cuts your hair, and from your lips she drew the
What a beautiful rendition of a classic song, one that needs absolutely no introduction. ML, it's quite a brave thing, isn't it, to approach Hallelujah and want to sing it?
Yes. I'm very in love with this song since, I don't know, maybe 10 years now, and I never thought of singing it because it's very powerful by, of course, Leonard Cohen and then Jeff Buckley. I don't know, 2 weeks ago I made some special travel and I meet special persons, and this song traveled with me. Some moments I felt very lonely and this song was with me. So I said, okay, maybe I will sing it because I feel it very deep. And from this moment, everything is possible because I'm very honest. I sing it with my heart. So...
Emma, when did you leave Tunisia for France? You now live in France, is that right?
Yes, I'm living in France. I left Tunisia in 2008.
So the songs that you've written for this album is an expression of your time, your last few years of, in a sense, living and feeling that you belong to Tunisia?
Yes. When I moved to France, I realized that I was very attached to my country and especially to all these persons that are fighting still, and they are very courageous. And I felt that I have a responsibility for them. So I was very nostalgic, and I wrote a lot of songs about that, to give strength to these people, and in the same way to give strength and hope for me.
Your first album, and you're going to sing the title track from it, aren't you, in a moment. Now, if this album that you brought out is about your feeling, your nostalgia, your sense of rebellion for Tunisia and the political and social structure there, then the next album, is that going to be one of more hope? Do you feel more hope for the country? Is it still about Tunisia and your relationship with it? Any idea?
Of course, I don't have the same relationship, because when you are used to create being very sad and very melancholic with the dictatorship, it's very hard to change your sense of creation. I have to recognize it. I'm not very, very happy about what's happening now. I have to recognize it also. But what is very powerful is now we have a real society. They are ready to fight. They are ready to go on the street. So this is the most beautiful thing that happened after the revolution. There was a mind revolution, because before the revolution, everybody was silent. Everybody was like not dealing with everything about Tunisia. But now everybody is interested, and I think we have a lot of hope.
So tell me about this last song you're going to sing.
So this song is a song a friend of mine wrote in 2006, and I composed it in 2007, and I sing it in Paris the first time in Place de la Bastille, which is very symbolic. Then the song traveled first on the websites, on Dailymotion, YouTube, etc. This is how first my compatriots knew about me. And then I was asked to sing it in the street after Ben Ali left. And for the first moment, the medias, the Tunisian medias, broadcasted the song. And this is how I entered to all Tunisian houses. And I'm very, very happy about that, because this song gave me a lot of strength. And I hope it will give a lot of strength as much as possible to a lot of people around the world.
a voice of the Arab Spring and a song that became a part of Tunisia's Jasmine Revolution, Klemti Hora, My Word is Free. Emel Matluthi on guitar and vocals with Ziad Zuari on violin and piano. And in fact, next Saturday, the 17th, in Trafalgar Square, there's a Francophone festival. It starts at 12:30 in the afternoon, goes on till 7:30 in the evening. It's free. And Emel, I believe, is going to be on stage around 5:30, 5:45. Do go and see her if you can. And in fact, there's lots of other great acts playing all through the day. That's Saturday, the 17th in Trafalgar Square. Three songs now from Brazil. One artist that you may have heard of and two that you probably haven't. First, Seu, and a bit of psychedelic tropicalia. Amor dos Antigos from her album Caravana Sereia Bloom.
Vem de longe da morada da memória. Junto construímos história no calor de fim. De cada poro meu.
vestir o mar. Vou me fingir de peixe. Eu vou brincar de madrugada. Deixe. Vou me fingir de mar. Vou engolir um peixe. Eu vou pra lá da madrugada. Me deixe só.
Por entre as camélias, numa hora vaga, lume. Na minha casa, no cume da Lapa, por entre as camélias, numa hora vaga, lume. Na minha casa, no cume da Lapa, por entre as camélias, numa hora vaga, lume. É. Desde o meu pé, bola quicando o muro. Raio de sol desenha a rede na parede. Zoom em espaço, voa no ar. Desde o meu pé.
sol desenha a rede na parede.
Por entre as camélias, numa hora vaga, lume.
Danilo Moraes, Eos Criados Mudos. Danilo Moraes and the Side Tables. What a fab name. No Cume de Lapa, at the top of Lapa was the name of that song. And Lapa is a district of Rio de Janeiro. Danilo is from Sao Paulo and he's played with the likes of Chico César and Seu, who we heard at the top of that sequence. Before that was some Brazilian electro-afrobeat from singer and percussionist Annalise, another Paulista. Sonando, Dreaming, is from her debut album. The title translates as I'm a Suspect, Not a Saint. Annalise is the daughter of Ichema Assumpção, who was one of the leading contributors to an alternative music scene that came out of Sao Paulo in the late 70s and 80s called the Sao Paulo Vanguard, that helped establish new independent labels and talent away from the hold of the major record companies. Here's a bit of good old Louisiana storytelling now from Eric Bibb, a New Yorker who grew up in a musical family whose friends included the legends Pete Seeger and Paul Robeson, and who remembers getting advice from Bob Dylan on guitar playing. Bob Dylan told the 11-year-old Bibb to keep it simple and forget all that fancy stuff. Good advice that is still faring him well. Here's Bayou Bell, simple and languid, with a subtle flavour of the American South.
I love the way she calls my name. I love the way she talks. She's three parts wild, one part tame. I love the way she walks. Bayou, baby, bayou, my bayou bell. Bayou, baby, bayou, my bayou bell. Since I saw her dancing in the moonlight down by the wishing well, she's on my mind day and night. I'm underneath her spell. Bayou, baby, bayou, my bayou bear. Bayou, baby, bayou, my bayou bear. She's fine as she can be, built up solid off the ground, hair down to her knees, soft like eiderdown. Bayou, baby, bayou, my bayou bear. Bayou, baby, bayou, my bayou bear. Baby, how you want your rolling done? She looked straight into my heart, whispered in my ear, roll me from sun to sun. Bayou, baby, bayou, my bayou bear. Bayou, baby, bayou. My bayou
A sort of African influence to Mark Bolan and T-Rex there. Asera Awara. He came, he went. The band is called Zeta Swoon Group. They're from Belgium and their music is usually more about rock. But when they met Awademe and Mamadou Diabaté Kibiye in Burkina Faso, this album, Wait For Me, was what transpired. More ballad and blues than rock. Worth a listen. It's out on Crammed Discs in April. Before that was Bayou Bell from Eric Bibb and his new album Deeper in the Well out on Dixie Frog this week, an album of fine laid-back acoustic blues. Well, that's it for tonight from me, Lop Akotari. Thanks for listening. Next week, Marianne Kennedy will be presenting World on Three and her guest in the studio is going to be Anise Mitchell. I'll be back on the 6th of April with rising young kora player and singer Diabel Sissoko. I leave you with two songs. Autumn Moon on the Calm Lake from Guo Gan, an Erhu, Chinese violin player, and his album Scented Maiden. And that, pardon the pun, flows into River, a song from Minnesota blueswoman Davina and the Vagabonds from her album Black Cloud. With overtones of Bessie Smith and Etta James, her voice is rich, impassioned and soulful. Till next time, goodbye.
Hello, I'm John Shea and welcome to Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. Another of this programme's visits to the Chopin Festival in Dužniki Zdroje gets us underway today. This Polish spa town on the Czech border has hosted an annual event for almost 70 years, celebrating Chopin's stay there as a teenager. Lukas Geniuszas is only just out of his teens. We've heard his father, Petras Geniuszas, play on this programme in the past, and today it's Lukas's turn in a recital dominated by Chopin himself. His 24 piano studies were published in two volumes of 12 each, although Chopin composed them more randomly, a few at a time. The Opus 10 set begins with some extreme arpeggios. Thank you.